Newsom nervous, begs donors to dethrone Schweitzer's invisible coup from NEET No. 1. By Jasmine Jordan on February 18, 2026. Governor Gavin Newsom, CAD, is asking supporters to purchase his upcoming memoir as he seeks to unseat Peter Schweitzer's The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon, from the top position on the New York Times hardcover nonfiction bestseller list, where Schweitzer's book has remained for three consecutive weeks. In a February 12 email to supporters of his Campaign for Democracy PAC, Newsom asked recipients to buy copies of his memoir, Young Man in a Hurry, which is scheduled for release on February 24. It comes out in less than 2 weeks, and I'd really like you to read it. He wrote, adding, if you haven't ordered a copy yet and that's all you need to hear, use this link to get yours. He included a purchase link and said the book covers some very personal ground and includes some of the political stories I'm sure you'll enjoy. Newsom continued, highlighting that the book features what he called personal interactions with President Trump, including the invisible plane, unbelievable, the presidential toilet, yes, the state secrets, or what should have been state secrets. He then directly targeted the invisible coup, which reached number one on Amazon across all book categories a day ahead of its official release and has been the number one New York Times hardcover nonfiction bestseller for 3 weeks in a row. Writing, and as an added bonus, the number one NEET bestseller right now is a far-right book about the Great Replacement Theory. So, let's replace that. Newsom ended the pitch by promising that we'll get together on a Zoom to talk about it and answer any questions folks have about the stories. Schweitzer responded to Newsom's plea on X. At Gavin Newsom is sweating, not a very presidential look. Not sure why he is attacking me to his elite donors. Is he worried his book is going to flop? Or that we are going to expose his deep CCP ties? Again. CC, at Kagovernor at Gov, Press, Office. Street art appeared in Los Angeles and Sacramento in late January that drew inspiration from themes in The Invisible Coup. The installations were attributed to conservative street artist Sabo and depicted Chinese fighter jets flying through the sky, an apparent reference to the book's reporting that thousands of Chinese pilots are sent to the United States for training with what Schweitzer describes as virtually no oversight before returning to serve in China's military. The book identifies Sierra Academy of Aeronautics in Atwater, California, as one of the flight schools involved. Other posters showed Chinese babies parachuting from the sky, tied to what Peter Schweitzer calls the Manchurian generation. Schweitzer has stated that Chinese research firms believe roughly a million Chinese babies have been born in the United States over the last 13 years and are being raised in China, emphasizing that when they turn 18 years old, they're going to be able to vote. They're going to be able to donate to political campaigns. They're going to be able to apply for government jobs. The artwork also portrayed Newsom clad in a communist uniform overlooking Los Angeles streets consumed by rioters, with scenes similar to last year's anti-ICE riots that saw radicals shut down traffic on the 101 freeway before setting police cars on fire while agitators waved Mexican flags. The Invisible Coup reveals how Mexico's 50-plus consulates across the U.S. are running a shadow campaign, including staging massive pro-immigration protests, to bend American elections in favor of Mexican interests, and details how Mexico uses its consulates to flood American schools with Marxist, anti-American textbooks. The Invisible Coup is the fifth consecutive number one New York Times best-selling book by Schweitzer, who is also the president of the Government Accountability Institute and a Breitbart News senior contributor. The book is available to purchase here. Click here to read more articles about Schweitzer and his crucial work.